AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The U.S. and Iran agreed yesterday to a two-week ceasefire in the war. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Sirens in Tel Aviv early Wednesday, while alerts of potential Iranian missiles also sounded across the Gulf region, even after President Trump said the U.S. and Iran had agreed to a two-week ceasefire. That less than 2 hours before the deadline he'd set for Tehran to capitulate or face what he threatened would be the death of a whole civilization. Iran's Supreme National Security Council said it had accepted the truce and negotiations with the U.S. would begin in Pakistan's capital Friday. Iran's state broadcaster quoted the foreign minister as saying passage through the Strait of Hormuz would be allowed, though in coordination with Iran's military. Trump initially described a 10-point Iranian plan as workable, but later, without elaborating, fraudulent. Still, financial markets reacted positively, at least initially.
There's a reason to be optimistic.
But Takashi Hiroki at Monex is wary.
After all, it's the Trump.
I'm Ben Thomas.
A regional office says the two-week ceasefire plan includes allowing both Iran and Oman to charge fees on ships transiting through the Strait of Hormuz. The strait lies within the territorial waters of both countries and had been considered an international waterway, where ships passed without having to pay tolls. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office says it supports President Trump's decision to suspend strikes against Iran for 2 weeks, but that it doesn't include the war with Hezbollah in Lebanon. In the state of Georgia, Republican Clay Fuller has won Marjorie Taylor Greene's former U.S. House seat, turning back a Democratic challenge with the help of Trump. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. NASA has released striking photos taken by the Artemis II astronauts on their historic moon fly-around.
The four channeling Apollo 8's famous Earthrise shot from 1968 with a powerful photo of Earth setting behind the gray pockmarked moon. Another image captures the total solar eclipse that occurred when the moon blocked the sun from the crew's perspective. Commander Reed Weissman.
It's indescribable. And no matter how long we look at this, our brains are not processing this image in front of us. It is absolutely spectacular, surreal. There's no adjectives. I'm going to need to invent some new ones to describe what we are looking at out this window.
The three Americans and one Canadian journeying the farthest any humans have from Earth. I'm Julie Walker.
The astronauts are now headed home with a splashdown in the Pacific set for Friday. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.